Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, you. I want to further the conversation from last episode, episode 203, The Unapologetic Life. There's some things that I wanted to say that I didn't get to say that's been burning in my heart. And I just want to start off by saying this, and I want to keep it simple and straight up with you. I want to tell you to go for it. Do you hear me? Go for it. Whatever it is that you want to do, go for it. Whatever it is that you want to build, go build it. Whatever it is that you want to start, go start it. Go for it. Because when you don't go for it, you will live a life of regret. I promise you that. That's a guarantee. And I know some of us, we're so afraid to go for it because we're so afraid to fail. We're so afraid that it won't work out. We're so afraid that, you know, how we're going to look in front of other people. I want to tell you right now, damn all that, go for it. That business, go for it. That idea, go for it. That vision, go for it. What's the worst that can happen, right? It doesn't happen. Okay. I learned this in my life and I want to share it with you. Because I'm going to try my hardest to help you not live a life of regret. I'm going to try my hardest to help you live a life of playing full out with your life, not holding anything back. Because we can't turn back the hand of time. I'm going to say that a million times for you so you understand and you get that. I know you kind of like, you know that, but I need you to really feel it. I need you to really, it needs to hit a part of your soul where you say, man, I got to start living in some healthy urgency. What's the things you haven't been going for that you know you should go for? I mean, some of us, we've been going hard for everybody else's dreams, going hard to build somebody else's business, going hard to please opinions. We've been going for that. It's time for you to go for yours. And listen, I told myself this and it changed everything for me. And I was so afraid to fail, like most people. I was so afraid that what if I go for it, it doesn't work out? What if I go for it and I embarrass myself? What if I go for it and I fall short? But then I changed my perspective and I said, man, what if I go for it and it does work out? What if I go for it and yeah, maybe it falls short in that attempt, but actually it builds something inside of me to create something greater. I can't live with the thought of if I would have did it, if I would have built the business, if I would have started the thing, I just can't live with that. I got to find out. And I realize this truth, and I want to share this with you. Just because you fail at something doesn't mean you're a failure. You hear me? Just because you fail at something doesn't mean you're a failure. It's actually just a part of the journey in becoming successful. And on the flip side, just because you succeed at something doesn't mean you're successful. I know a lot of people who are successful for failures. They succeed at all the wrong things. They succeed at all the wrong things. And I tell people all the time, the reason I'm successful is because I failed at all the right things. I failed at the things that were actually right, because it actually gave me the lesson, actually gave me the experience, it actually gave me the perspective that shifted everything for me. So there's a lot of people in this world that are successful at the wrong things, doing the things that don't matter. So we talked about in episode 203, right? Succeeding at playing small, succeeding at building somebody else's business, succeeding at blending in society, succeeding at living the American dream, and it's only half of what it seems, successful at the wrong things. And I want to tell you right now, it's time for you to go for it, my friend. Right? Prioritize that business. Prioritize that dream, that idea that you have, that vision that you have. It's time for you to go for it. You've been prioritizing everything else and everybody else, and you've been losing yourself. It's time for you to prioritize the things that matter to you. It's time for you to prioritize living your best life. Go for it. Go live your best life. Go travel the world if that's what you want to do. Go do it. Take care of your health if that's what you want to do. Go for it. Because we can't turn back the hands of time. And what a waste of life living a life that doesn't matter to you. What a wasted life of living a life that doesn't fulfill you. What a waste of life. Living a life that you weren't created to live. I need you to go for it, my friend. You've been playing the background for too long. You've been silencing your greatness for too long. You've been holding back for too long. Just imagine if you put the same effort into yourself as you do trying to build everyone else. Just imagine if you put the same effort into your life, into your business, into your dream, into your plan, as you do into everybody else. And I know this is true, and I want you to hear me when I say this. They will replace you. I know this is true. They will replace you. I had a conversation with a friend a few days ago, and we talked about how they had a friend that died. And within 2 days, actually a day, where there was a vacancy because of their death, it became occupied within 24 hours. It was a teacher. A teacher died, and guess what? They mourned her for 5 minutes. They gave a moment of silence on the intercom throughout the school. And after that moment of silence, there was a job opening for her spot. And that's life. And so you gotta realize that job is going to replace you. You might think you're irreplaceable. You might think that, you know, there's nobody that can do it like you. And maybe that's true. But the truth of the matter is that when you leave, somebody's going to take your seat at the table. And that's an approach to life in general. So you spending all your energy and time giving all of you to this thing. And I love that because you go hard. I love that you have effort. I love that you honor your commitments. I love that you play full out. But damn, when you going to start playing full out for yourself? Because that job is going to replace you. That person might replace you. Your spot's going to be filled. And you've been giving all of you to this thing that's going to replace you in 24 hours. When you know you can build your business, when you know you can start your thing, when you know you can do something that you love to do, I want you to go for it. And I want you to be unapologetic about it. Because this is what I know is true. Also, that when you live an unapologetic life, and what I mean by that doesn't mean that you're conceited, doesn't mean that you're stuck up, but when you live an unapologetic life, when you truly live an unapologetic life, and as we talked about, you march at the beat of your own drum and you truly love the sound, you know what happens is that you don't live a life full of apologizing in the future. You don't get to a point where you apologize to your family, you apologize to people, you apologize to on your deathbed, you apologize to everybody because you realize that you didn't prioritize what mattered. You realize that, you realize that you prioritized what mattered. You realize like, man, I did the thing. You realize that I went for it. You realize that, you know what? I did everything I love to do. You realize that. Because you live an unapologetic life. And I know the flip side, people who don't live an unapologetic life, people who don't live a life doing things that matter, living a life of priority, living a life of meaning, people who don't do that, they end up having a lot of apologies towards the end of their life. I'm sorry I wasn't there for you. I'm sorry we didn't take the vacation. I'm sorry we didn't create the experiences. I'm sorry. Because you were so busy trying to create a living, and I respect it. You were so busy trying to create a living that you actually forgot to live. So you spend your last days apologizing to people because you realize that there's no more time to do what's on your heart to do. So in this moment right now, my friend, I need you to make a commitment. Like a real commitment to freaking go for it. So when you get to your last days, whenever that is, you can celebrate it, not hate it. You can celebrate and say, man, yep, I built the business. Yep, I took the vacations. Yep, we worked hard, but guess what? We also loved hard. We also experienced hard. We also played hard. We lived a full life. We was no one-dimensional hero. We lived a full life. We did it all. That's what I want for you, and that's what I want for me. But when you look at your life right now and be real with yourself and be straight up with yourself, is that the life that you're living? Are you really going for it? Or are you shutting it down? Are you really giving what you want to life? Or are you just accepting what life gives you? Are you in the revolving door of just day in and day out, the same, you know, waking up and going to sleep, not having anything different, not doing anything different, staying stuck in this routine that you're not happy with, staying stuck in this routine that's causing you stress, staying stuck in this routine that's making you depressed, and you're not doing a thing about it? Hopefully after today's episode that you make a change, that you make a shift, that you go for it. Why not? Why not? As I just told you, that job is going to replace you. Like you're going to be replaced. The thing that you're working so hard for to build, they're going to replace you. But yet you're afraid to ask for a day off. Yet you're afraid to live life on your own terms. And I get it. I understand there's financial things tied to it, but I want you to think about the bigger picture. I want you to create soul wealth. Soul wealth. Soul wealth is what really matters, man. When you're wealthy in your soul, that's the wealth that really matters. That's what I want for you. So I want you to go for it. Do all the things. Go for it. All the little dreams that's in your mind, the big dreams that's in your heart, all the little ideas, like, go for it. Why not? Experience it. Go get your experiences. Don't leave them there just to life and just, they just sitting there waiting for you to go grab. Go grab your experiences. Go create your experiences. They're waiting on you. The experience, like, come get me. But you're leaving it there because you got to do all these things that really don't matter. You got to do all these things. And I understand some things we have to do to get to a place we can do things that we want to do. I understand that. But are you working towards doing the things that you want to do in life? Are you making time right now, at least a little bit of time, once a quarter, once a month, hopefully once a week, once a day, where you're doing the things that really excite you, that you're doing the things that really fulfill you? Are you just living a life of building everybody else up and you're leaving yourself on the back burner? When you put yourself on the back burner, you're going to burn out. It's facts. When you're putting your health on the back burner, you're going to burn out. It's facts. When you put your dreams on the back burner, you're going to burn out. It's facts. It's time for you to prioritize you. Go get the things that are meant for your life. Go get the things that were called to your life. Go get the things that were created for you. Go get it. No more being a professional people pleaser. You didn't please your job for too much. You didn't please your boss for too much. You didn't please everybody else. And listen, I understand you're in a situation, a job where you love. That's a whole different story. Keep doing that because you love it, right? And it actually excites you. I'm talking to the person that is burnt out right now. I'm talking to the person that wakes up and says, oh, I got to go to work today. Oh, I got to do this today. And you're burnt out. Go get the life that excites you. Go build the life that excites you. We get one shot at this thing, as far as I know. One shot. And you ain't shooting away. We get one shot at this thing, but we get an infinite amount of shots while we're in this thing. Right? We have one game of life, but we can shoot as many times as we want in this game of life, and you ain't shot your shot yet. Or you shot your shot once and it didn't work out, and now you rebounded for everybody else. You rebounded for everybody else. I mean, you're a rebounder. You letting them shoot their shots, you just rebound. You're catching the rebound and you're helping them and you're making everything better for them. And I love your spirit and keep that spirit alive. I'm not telling you to change your heart. But you forgot to shoot. You ain't shooting at all. I rebound for other people. I mean, I'm there for other people. I care for other people. I'm helping other people. But you know what also too? I'm shooting my damn shots. I'm getting my shots up. Right? I'm shooting for those dreams. I'm shooting for those experiences. I'm shooting for a life that matters to me. I'm shooting away. When's the last time you took your shot? When's the last time that you took your shot? My friend, you gotta go for it, man. And you gotta go for it right now. Stop postponing it. Stop waiting for the perfect time. Stop giving yourself the excuse, the time isn't right. Man, the time is right now. Stop running from everything and start coming for everything. I'm living this motto that I ain't running from nothing and I'm coming for everything. I'm not running from nothing. I'm coming for everything and I'm coming for my best life. I'm gonna go get my best life. And I want you to join me in that pursuit because you deserve it. You deserve to live a life of creating experiences that matter. You deserve to live a life of doing things that matter. You deserve to live a life of making yourself happy. You deserve to live a life of seeing that genuine smile on your face. You deserve to live a life where you experience ultimate joy. You deserve to live that life. Go get it. Go get it. It's there for you. It's waiting for you. And this is what I know. It's true, and I'll leave you with this. You know, this world's gonna replace you. But understand you are irreplaceable. There will never be another person like you. So do the things that make you irreplaceable. All right, that job, I get it. But they're gonna replace you. It's just true. They might not, the next person might not be able to do it as you, like you, or as great as you, but they're going to replace you. But there's certain things in this world that you can do, and I call this living a life that matters. I know I've said this a million times in the last two episodes, but I want to ingrain this in your heart. When you live a life that matters, right? When you live a life of priority, when you live a life of meaning, then you become irreplaceable. You leave a void in people's hearts. You leave a void in society. I know when I leave here, not that I want to be avoiding people's life, but I know when I leave this earth, whenever that is, it's going to be a void. Yes, the world's going to move on. Things are going to move on. People are going to move on. That's inevitable. But there's always going to be a void because of what I brought to this world. There's not going to be another Trent Shelton in people's lives that I really impacted, in people's lives that really matter to me, because I live a life full of intention, that I'm going to be missed by the people, by the right people. I'm still going to be replaced, but I'm going to be missed. And that's because I'm living that life of going for it. Right? I'm going for the conversation. I'm going for the connection. I'm going for the elevation. I'm going for all the things that I want to do. Because the worst that could happen is that it doesn't happen. But at least I know in my soul, I gave my best effort to make it happen. And that's what life is about. Life is less about the success and the failure. And it's more about the attempt. That's what life is about. Go start attempting some dope stuff. Go start attempting some dope stuff. Right? Go swing the bat. Go take the shot. Freaking go for it. Because if you don't go for it, somebody else will. And I believe that somebody else ain't equipped like you equipped. That somebody else ain't as powerful as you. That somebody else can't do it like you. But somebody got to do it. Let's just make sure it's you. But like I tell you in every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hit me up on IG at Trent Shelton, at Trent Shelton Podcast. Share this. Share your favorite moment. We're going to reshare on my stories, especially at Trent Shelton Podcast. But I want you to inbox me and say, I'm going for it. And I really want you to find a commitment and a reason on why you have to go for it. The meaning behind why you're going for it. Because the decision is great, but you're only going to be as committed to the decision as real as the meaning you give to the decision, if that makes sense. Okay? So your meaning has to be stronger than actually the decision of going for it. Right? Why are you going for it? What's the meaning of why you go for it? Because that's going to keep you consistent throughout the process. Let's get it, baby. It's rehab time. Straight up.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises,
all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my Rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.